Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
All right, this morning I've been teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we've covered a lot of things. I hadn't got time to go back and go through all of that, but I made a list here of 20 ministries that the Holy Spirit has to us. And this is by no means a all-inclusive list. These are just 20 things that I just sat down and real quickly kind of wrote these things out. And I believe that it'll just increase your understanding of the Holy Spirit and how He moves in your life and make you more receptive to Him. First of all, let's turn over to Genesis chapter 1 and let me make this point. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And in John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And this obviously is talking about Jesus. So you put that together with Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. John chapter 1 says Jesus created everything. Colossians chapter 1 says all things were made by Him. And so you see that Jesus and God are the same. First Timothy chapter 3, I believe, verse 16. See, the first or second Timothy says, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." The only time God was manifest in the flesh is when Jesus came to this earth. And so there's many scriptures that show Jesus is God. He wasn't just a godly man. He was God in the flesh. And so you see in verse 1, the unity between God and Jesus. And then in verse 2 it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." So right here in the first two verses of the Bible, you see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 5, let me just turn over quickly and read these verses. You see that the Holy Spirit is also God. In Acts chapter 5, this is where Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 3, "But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." Verse 3 says you lied to the Holy Spirit. Verse 4 says you lied to God. The Holy Spirit is God. And this is what the church world calls the Trinity. I don't know how to explain that. I just have accepted it, that God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Jesus said, "I can do nothing of myself." And sometimes critics have tried to say, see, that shows that Jesus wasn't fully God. He couldn't do anything by himself. That doesn't show that he wasn't fully God. It shows the unity of God, that Jesus could not separate himself from God the Father and from the Holy Spirit. They are one. Deuteronomy chapter 6, one of the great declarations of the Bible, "Behold, the Lord our God is one God." We don't believe in three gods. We believe in one God, but He is manifest as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I can't wrap my brain around that. I don't have a good illustration for it. I don't know how to explain it. People have tried to say it's like an egg. You got the shell, the white, and the yolk. There's three parts, and yet it's all one. And yet that's not really a good... I don't know how to explain it, but I tell you what, I can see it in the Bible, and I just accept it. So my point in saying all of this is that as we talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit is God. And you really cannot separate the Holy Spirit from God the Father or from the Son except for the purposes of discussion, to discuss some things. But they all operate independently. So you could, as we talk about ministries of the Holy Spirit, we could just talk about everything that God does. And He does it through the Holy Spirit. God doesn't do things without the Holy Spirit. Over here in Genesis chapter 1, the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. The actual Hebrew word is that He brooded. He brooded over the face of the waters, and then boom, light came forth and life came forth. The Holy Spirit was involved in creating this universe, life, everything. For those of you that may not have heard yet, it didn't come from a big bang. It came from the Holy Ghost brooding on the face of the waters. And we were created on purpose by God. We didn't happen and we haven't evolved. We were created by God. And the Holy Spirit is the one who did all of this. So really, it's some of the things I'm going to be talking about are just for the purpose of trying to impress on you how important the ministry of the Holy Spirit is in your life. But technically, you can't separate the Holy Spirit from God and from Jesus. It says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how that God anointed Jesus with power and with the Holy Ghost to went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Everything that Jesus did was because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus never performed a miracle. He didn't start His ministry. Jesus didn't do anything until the Holy Spirit came upon Him. And again, some people think, well, Jesus just wasn't very powerful then by Himself. No, it's because they're one. He couldn't operate independent of the Holy Spirit and His Father. They were one. If Jesus couldn't or wouldn't minister without the Holy Spirit, it's the height of arrogance for anybody to think that you can minister without the Holy Spirit. If Jesus was dependent upon the Holy Spirit, then we should be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, there's a scripture, I think it's Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, somewhere around there, that says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." This is one of the reasons that so many people are frustrated, is because they have good intentions, they're good people, but they're just out there on their own. And one of the greatest lessons that you can learn is that you are not sufficient to make it on your own. You need the power of God in your life. I have so many people come up to me and ask for prayer, and it's just amazing. Sometimes I wonder, you couldn't have gotten into this much trouble on your own. There has to be some kind of a demonic intervention. Nobody could make this much of a mess out of their life. Nobody could get this sick on their own. And yet it's just the results of people living their life under their own steam and own power. And they're good people. But I tell you, God did not create you to direct your own steps. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, the Lord is issuing a rebuke to the Israelites because they had forsaken the covenant, and He was prophesying that they would go into exile. And Jeremiah, as he was prophesying that the enemy would come in and defeat them and kill their young men and rape the women and take the women who were already pregnant and cut them up, cut the babies out of them, terrible things. Jeremiah, in the midst of his own prophecy, said, how could this happen to the people who were the apple of God's eye, the people who were the jewel of the whole earth, who were so blessed? How could this happen to them? And then he answers his own question in chapter 10, verse 23, and he says, but I know that, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his own steps. You know why such destruction came to him? Because God never created us to rule our own life. He created us to be dependent upon Him and be led by Him. And the reason our life is in such mess is because we have leaned unto our own understanding and we've done things our way. There's a God way of doing things. There's a human way of doing things. And the ways of man are the ways of death. They lead to destruction. You know, my mother just died June the 1st of 2010. When was it? 2009, I guess. She died June the 1st. She was 96 years old, and I spent a lot of time with her right before she died, and she was an awesome lady, and she was so blessed by what God was doing through our ministry. And she was saying, tell me again about all these things that are happening overseas. And I was telling her about all of this stuff and how people's lives were being changed and just awesome things that were happening. And she was really blessed by it. And she looked at me, put her little bony finger right in my face, and she said, "Andy, you know this is God." And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I know this is God." And she says, "You aren't smart enough to do this." And I said, "You're right, amen, and it's absolutely true." Those are about her last words to me. "You aren't smart enough to do this." And it's absolutely true. I can guarantee you, it's not because I figured these things out. It's the blessing of God. And I'm telling you what, you aren't smart enough to live your life either. You have the privilege of choosing to do it. God won't force you. He's not going to make you follow His ways. But I tell you, the smartest decision you'll ever make in your life is to quit running your own life and turn it over to God and ask for His direction. And the way He gives this direction to us is through the Holy Spirit. You need to be conscious of the Holy Spirit. You need to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. You need to welcome the Holy Spirit. You need to seek the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And I pity those of you, in a sense, that are so gifted and so talented that you can do things on your own. Because that tends to make you think that you can handle it. In a way, it's really a blessing not to be able to do anything on your own, because it makes you God dependent. It's really good. The Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, "You see your calling, brother, how the God didn't choose many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world and to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, so that no flesh would glory in His presence."
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit. This updated 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1020 for CD or R3214 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RH9 titled "Depending on the Spirit" when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with us. Many of you have listened to me on the radio for decades, and you've received a lot of good things. And you know what? I'm glad to share the Word of God that has changed my life. But it costs money to be on radio. And I'd just like to encourage you that if you have been blessed, to consider being a blessing. We give our materials away. We encourage people to give, but we say it's for a donation of any amount, or many times we just give things away free. We couldn't do that without partners. So I encourage you to consider becoming a partner with the Gospel Truth. Please call today at 719-635-1111 and become a partner today.